Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today, Mem Aleph, Psalm number 41. Another psalm with the word Ashrei. We're reminded that with this word, the book of Psalms opens, which praises the individual who steers clear of evil influences and holds on to the Torah. This psalm offers Ashrei, a praise to a different kind of individual, the one who can learn from people's suffering and pain. Lamanatzeach Mizmor David, Ashrei Maskil El Dao, Biyom Ra'a Yimalteu Adonai. The Psalm of David. Fortunate is the one who learns a lesson from the poor. The Lord will save him in the day of evil. Adonai Yishmireu V'yichayeu V'ushar Ba'aretz V'al Titzneu B'nefesh Ovav. God will preserve him, keep him alive. He will be metaphysically fortunate on earth, and you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Adonai yisadenu al eres davai kol mishkavo hafachta b'chalio. The Lord will strengthen him on his sick bed. Whenever he is prostrate, you will heal all his illness. The psalm begins in nistar, which speaks about God in third person. But in the middle of verse 3, it switches to nochach, meaning it directly calls out to God. We sense that the psalmist vacillates between considering God from afar and feeling God as if in the room with him. This gives us the impression of a person who is comfortable with God in his life and will turn to him at any time. He praises God, being assured that he will guard him and give him life and make sure he is Ashrei, and then turns to God saying, please do not let him go the way the enemies think he will go, to his death from sickness. He then turns back to the people saying, God will help him on his deathbed, and then turns to God, you will heal all his illnesses. In section 2, the psalmist turns to God in a transition which makes us conclude that he was talking about himself in the first section. We now understand that David is sick and first begins his psalm praising the individual who can learn from the sickness and its messages and then have faith in God in salvation. He then says to God, I am that sick person. Look at verse 5. Ani amarti, Adonai chaneni rifa'a nafshi ki chatati lach. Oiva yomru rali, matai yamut va'avad shmo. V'im ba lirot shav yedaber, libo yikvatz aven lo yetze v'chutz yedaber. Yachad alay itlachashu kol sonai alay yachshvu ra'a li. Dvar b'lial yatzuk bo v'asher shachav lo yosif lakum. Gam ish shlomi asher batachti bo ochel lachmi higdil alay eke v'ata Adonai chaneni v'akima v'ashalema lahem. I said, Lord, be merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if one comes to see me, he speaks vanity. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. And when he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they plot my harm. They say an evil disease cleaves fast to him, and from where he lies, he shall rise up no more. Even my own close friends, in whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may pay them back. There's no exact parallel to a story in Tanakh where someone who is sick is visited by individuals who are actually his enemies. We know of the visitation of the friends of Job during his sickness and a few other cases, but this psalm seems to tackle a generic situation where a person continues to place faith in God even in a dire state, even when supposed friends are comforting him, but in actuality causing him harm. He still has faith. This is the Ashrei existence portrayed in the psalm, and it teaches an eternal message of having faith in God despite hardships and despite actual people who pose as comforters, but otherwise plan for the sick person's demise. To him, the psalmist has a message to be wary of the seeming friends, as experience has shown him that they speak kind words inside, and then when they go outside, a different story emerges. The psalmist continues with confidence that God protected him even in his sorry state, and the last verse, 11, parallels the first verse in the section 5, both employing the word chaneni, that God will show grace on him and save him. The final three verses express even more confidence in God's healing, for after all, quote, I have walked in the righteous path. Bizot yadati ki chafatta bi ki lo yaria oivai alai vani bitumi tamachta bi latitziveni lefanecha leolam. Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael me'olam ve'ad olam amen v'amen. By this I know you favor me, the word chaneni, because my enemy does not triumph over me. And as for me, you uphold me in my integrity and you set me before your face forever. And the final pasuk says, blessed is the name of the Lord of God, Israel, everlasting to everlasting, amen and amen. Note the vav in the beginning of 13, which comes to contrast those who think that the author would capitulate to the fears from his supposed friends and thinks the worst. The opposite, he says, is true. I have walked with integrity, stood before you forever. For this reason, he will continue to bless God in the knowledge that he will be blessed by God for his faith, resilience, and steadfastness in standing with God. There's a tradition that there are five books of Tehillim, just like there are five books of the Torah. Psalm 41 is considered the last mizmor of book one, and it is quite poetic that it begins with the word Ashrei and concludes with the psalm starting with the same word. The final verse seems like a grand ending, which closes a chapter of mostly Davidic psalms, and Psalm 42 begins a new book starting with the sons of Korach and other psalms. We have now concluded book one of Tehillim.